Well, they try. The White House staff, they really, really try. They send Donald Trump out there. He was out in Las Vegas giving a talk about the economy, and that's what they want him to focus on. Tell the people, tell the voters, tell the Republican voters, you're focused on making things good with the economy. There's stuff that needs to be worked on. There's stuff that needs to change, and you're giving all the focus it possibly could have so those changes and the economy will be better for everybody. That's what they want him to do. It didn't work out that way.
I saw polls today on television. I say, Donald Trump polls on the economy aren't good. The economy is the greatest economy we've ever had by far. The economy aren't good. They're fake polls, just like fake writers. I took over the country. The prices were through the roof. In my first day, the press said, what are you going to do about affordability? It was a word they devised, affordability. No, they never used that word before.
Just a couple of days after that speech, jobs report came out. The expectation was a gain of 83,000. There was a loss of 23,000, plus the June numbers were revised down another 20,000, and the workforce participation rate, and I think it was a five-year low now. And he falls back on his new scare tactic. They're socialists, but they're really communists. Pushes New York City Mayor Mondami and El Fayad, who won the Democratic primary in Michigan. Now, you might not think this is sticking. It's just reaching back like everything else at an increasing level Trump does. He looks to the past to drag it up to the future and try to get the same results, if there were any results from what he pulls up from the past. You might think it's not working. It's failing miserably. Well, guess again. A little telltale sign about this. Here's Nevada Governor Joe Lombardo. He wanted to pause before Trump took to the stage to pay honor and tribute to a fallen Las Vegas police officer. Check out what happened.
So I know Pastor Tice spoke about Officer Abdel Nabi a few moments ago. No, we're not booing. We're not booing him. He's the officer that passed away here recently. So, and I asked if we had a moment of silence, and he said we had not. So I would like your indulgence for a moment of silence for Officer Austin.
See, some people are buying what Trump's selling.